Yes, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com, where we always deliver the biggest and best in sports. And you will want to stay close because you're in for a real treat. We are so delighted to have back with us Sooner great former OU quarterback and two-time Orange Bowl MVP. Such an honor to welcome back on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, J.C. Watts, on this Friday night. Good evening, J.C.
Big E, how are you?
Hey, we're doing great down here in Houston, Texas, and it is absolutely wonderful to have you back with us. It's been a while, and there are a number of topics that I want to dive into tonight and get your perspective and your thoughts. And obviously, as I just read in the open, you were a standout quarterback at OU. You played in the CFL. In fact, in 1981, you were the Grey Cup MVP. So we thought, you know, let's get your perspective on Deflategate. New England's Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, the golden boy of the NFL. Gosh, you get suspended on Monday for 4 regular season games without pay. What was your reaction to the punishment and how they disciplined him? Was it too much or too little?
Well, four games going to cost him about $2 million. I really, you know, losing a first round draft choice, that probably hurts more than anything, first rounder and a fourth rounder. And the Patriots have proven that, you know, they find golden nuggets even in the latter round, so that those draft choices are going to hurt. I don't know if it's good, bad, or indifferent. I don't know if it's too much, if it's too little. I do think the right message has to be sent in terms of making one pay when they don't play by the rules. I mean, we are a nation that's rule of law. We have our laws in place to kind of govern us, and he broke the rules. I probably would have guessed at the outset that it wouldn't have been that severe, but I think being as severe as it is, I think kind of sends the message that we think you really crossed the line. But who would have been surprised? Being a quarterback playing in cold weather, 11 out of 12 balls deflated. When I heard that, I knew. I think a person's innocent until proven guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, when I heard that 11 out of 12 balls had been deflated, didn't have the proper PSI, I thought it doesn't add up. One or two out of 12, but, you know, listen, 11 out of 12 balls deflated. I could have told you at the outset that that was a very strong indication to me that the balls had been tampered with.
Sooner great J.C. Watts is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. And I got to ask you this, J.C. Obviously, you're a former collegiate star quarterback. You played for Barry Switzer. I mean, is deflating footballs, I mean, is that common? Is it a common practice? Because we have seen and listened to a mixed reaction across the board.
But, Elissa, think about this. This is just, I think, indicative of where we are in the culture of our society today. I mean, everybody wants to get an edge. I mean, think about this. We had two financial companies, two commercial banks, that paid $24 billion in fines surrounding the subprime loan issue. $24 billion in fines. Right. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody loses their jobs. I mean, we had the Pine Tar situation in baseball. We had, the stuff that the pitchers put on the ball to give it a different twist. We've had issues with steroids. Everybody trying to get an advantage some kind of way. I think that's just, it's all indicative of kind of where we are in our culture. And, you know, if we've got the things, the testing in cycling, the steroids in cycling, and it's no one particular league. We've seen it in football. We've seen it in basketball. We've seen it in baseball. We've seen it in track and field. We've seen it in cycling. And I think it's just kind of indicative of the culture. Look at where we are socially in America today. I mean, we're dealing with things in on the social scene. We're dealing with things in economics today, in the business community, that you and I 20 years ago would have said, or even today, we're scratching our heads saying, I never thought I would see the day. And I don't care, Republican, Democrat, black or white, man or woman, liberal or conservative, moderate, if we're honest, we would have to scratch our heads today and say there are things going on in our society and our culture that we would have said, or we have to say, I never thought I'd see the day. And deflating 11 out of 12 balls, I think, footballs, I think is just, I think it's another sign of the time.
Well, I got to ask you, I mean, were you ever tempted to mess with the inflation of a ball? Because I even think back to some of the NFL players. I mean, Matt Leinart, he came out and tweeted that every team tampers with footballs. Ask any quarterback in the league. This is ridiculous. That's Matt Leinart.
I disagree with that. You know, 20 years ago, Alyssa, I was too stupid to know to deflate the balls.
Come on, JC.
You know, in the wishbone offense, you didn't have to worry about throwing the football. We didn't throw the football.
Right, right.
You know, we pitched it about 4 or 5 yards deep behind us. That's about like saying that, you know, every wife cheats on her husband. I mean, to paint with a broad brush, I think there are guys that go out and they are concerned about doing it the right way, or saying that every husband beats his wife because, you know, one or two do it, or because all football players beat their wives because, you know, we see two or three that did. I think that's an unfair statement to say that all quarterbacks are concerned about being able to handle the ball in cold weather or in dry weather, whatever the case might be. But if the rule says the ball has to be a certain diameter or a certain air pressure, I don't think all quarterbacks go out and say, let's fudge a little bit in order to get an advantage. I disagree with Matt on that.
Hey, Sooner great and former OU quarterback, four-term Republican Congressman J.C. Watts is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We absolutely, we're interactive. We want to hear from you. Get your thoughts. Join us at Twitter at E-Radio Sports. You can email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. You know, J.C., I want to back up for a moment because I think you're so spot on. It just seems like, you know, we listen to the varying opinions, the response. It's been very interesting, but it just seems that we are continuing to lower our standards, and it's just very disappointing to hear folks say, you know, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. Just watered down ethics. It is truly, it's pervasive in our country right now.
Well, Alyssa, I remember, I think there is an attitude, and I think we're all guilty of this, but I think when we do have to stop and take a deep breath and I think analyze it from a sincere perspective, and objectively, not we have to analyze these things, I think, objectively, not subjectively. And I remember, you know, I grew up on Dallas Cowboy football long before ESPN and Yahoo Sports or Fox Sports Network. We got the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday afternoon after church. And so Roger Staubach, Craig Morton, Tom, Bob Lilly, you know, Bob Hayes. I mean, Walt Garrison. I grew up on those names.
Cliff Harris.
And I remember here about, seven, 8 years ago, my brother-in-law, who's from Dallas, we were talking about this one player that had been a problem child in the league. And then the Dallas Cowboys picked him up. And my brother-in-law, I told my brother-in-law, I said, yeah, now, I thought he was a bad guy when he's playing for everybody else, but he's okay now because he's playing for the Cowboys. You know,
right.
So we tend, and I was saying that tongue in cheek, but that's kind of how we view the world. You know, we say, you know, if it would have been the Cowboys quarterback that would have done it, how would we have felt about it if we're a supporter of the Cowboys? If the Texans would have done it, how would we have felt if they would have done it, if we're a Texan fan, or if we were a Giants fan or a Colts fan? The bottom line is, Alyssa, even if it's a team that J.C. Watt supports, as much as I would hate it, it doesn't make it right. It's still wrong. But again, we don't think that my addictions. I don't ever think that my addictions are worse than your addictions. I mean, or my feet stink as badly as your feet stink. The rules of the game governs how we play the game, and to say that, you know, well, all quarterbacks do it, it doesn't make it right. It just means that all the quarterbacks are wrong. And as long as it's the rules that governs the integrity of the game, we ought to abide by those rules. Now, if we think it's a bad rule, we need to change it. If we think it stinks, we need to change it. If we think the PSI should be 10.2 as opposed to 12.0, then let's change it. But as long as it says what it says, those are the rules of the game, and you hurt the credibility of the game when you do otherwise.
You hurt the credibility, the integrity of the game. Exclusive conversation tonight with J.C. Watt, Sooner Great, as we break down Deflategate. So stick around. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR with J.C. Watts.